from KQED.
Farmers often lament that consumers have become detached from their food, that we don't understand what it takes to get strawberries or milk or meat to the market. At Pye Ranch, an educational farm south of San Francisco, inner-city kids are learning what it takes to grow and harvest the ingredients for pie. And as Katrina Schwartz reports, the farm also builds community through hard work, good food, and music.
You want to get it tight so that when you just lightly pull that side through, it'll cut easily.
Pye Ranch founder Jared Lawson shows a group of volunteers how to cut wheat by hand at a monthly workday. Situated halfway between Santa Cruz and San Francisco, Pye Ranch attracts people of all ages to come work for a day, eat together, and dance. And that's the point, says Nancy Vail, co-founder and Lawson's wife.
We wanted to do that from the beginning, have a way to bring people out for an experience on the farm and then to celebrate that work through the dancing.
Pye Ranch is probably best known for its youth programs and what they call home slice students. High schoolers come to the farm from around the state a few times a year. Debbie Harris coordinates the home slice program. She says many kids get their first taste of fresh food at the ranch.
A lot of farm education is about learning where your food comes from and getting an experience on the farm with vegetables or animals or milk or whatever. And here we're doing all of those things, but we're really putting it in the context of food justice and understanding all the aspects of a food system and how it relates to their individual lives.
Daisy Villanueva is a high school student from Los Angeles.
I wanted to work with land, with plants and animals. I thought it was fascinating. It was incredible just to be here.
Villanueva says LA schools push for students to learn about business so they can return to help their communities. But she wants to stay closer to the agricultural tradition of her parents. Guy Brent is a parent and wants to share his childhood experience on a farm with his kids who grew up in San Diego.
We're really just looking around for a place that we could come learn about farming, but not just learn, put some dirt under the fingernails.
Blake Seeley's here to work and cash in on his auction prize, a day of harvesting and cooking with the Pye Ranch team.
We picked limes and lemons and berries and lettuce. Then we came back and made lunch with all the stuff we picked and made these pies and all the stuff. It was just a lot of fun.
Volunteer Jamie Nadal from San Francisco helped spread compost around a row of citrus trees in the morning, but she's itching to put on her dancing shoes.
Actually, it's the barn dance later tonight. That's what drew me here. I mean, it's like, you know, you work hard, you play hard.
As the afternoon heat fades, tired workers share food as the band warms up. Then they pack the small barn and dance the night away. For the California Report, I'm Katrina Schwartz.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org or at facebook.com/thecaliforniareport. Our director is Susie Racho. The engineer today is Paul Lancour. We had additional engineering from Jim Bennett. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Maleone. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.